We present Best Sellers. Best Sellers, featuring great works by famous authors of today and yesterday.
April 1945, the Third Reich's 13th hour. Into the blazing rubble of Berlin parachutes a unit of Allied commandos. Their mission, to kidnap Hitler. We present the 13th hour.
My apologies, Reichsführer, but this phone call for you from the Chancellery, from Gruppenführer Fegelein. Will you take it here?
Yes, thank you, Walter.
Very good, Herr Reichsführer. I will inform Fegelein and transfer the call.
Yes, Hermann, what is it?
Herr Reichsführer, are you alone?
Your voice sounds hollow, frightened. What is the matter? The contacts, didn't they come?
Oh, they came. How they came.
I don't understand. Are you telling me the response was negative? That Eisenhower refuses to send someone to negotiate?
I must assume so. I was a bit late for the meeting.
What?
There was an air raid. I thought, I felt it would make no difference if I waited a few minutes, just until the attack had slackened. After all, they had kept me waiting at Rostock. But they came anyway. A whole army of them.
They? An army? What are you talking about? They came where?
To the Chancellery, Reichsführer. An entire army. They stormed in just after midnight. I think they were after the Führer.
Get a grip on yourself. You sound terrified. Making no sense whatever. What are you trying to say?
There were so many of them. Kleiders in the Tiergarten. Never helps to meet them. They came directly to the Chancellery and forced their way in. They had gas masks and some kind of sleeping gas. They fed it into the ventilating system. The Führer, his staff, everyone in the main bunker passed out.
Did they get the Führer?
No. They made a mistake. They broke into one of the guard bunkers by accident. I don't know how it happened. But they were driven off. It was practically a slaughter.
An attack by glider? Right in the heart of Berlin? And only hours after I had left the bunker myself. What arrogance!
Yes, sir, I spear it.
What's the situation now?
Desperate. Most of them were killed, I think. But some managed to slip away in the darkness. A detachment of Chancery Guards is out searching for survivors now. If they take prisoners and it gets out...
Where are you calling from?
Why?
Because, you fool, on my orders, Gestapo personnel are monitoring telephone calls from Berlin on a spot-check basis.
Oh, heaven.
If someone by chance should be listening in while you rave, our lives would quickly be forfeit. Answer me. Where are you speaking from?
I'm on the direct line.
Oh, it's all right, then. We can speak freely. The solution seems obvious. If the experiment was a failure and most of the perpetrators are dead, it would appear that the matter has taken care of itself. As an SS officer, you have the authority to instruct Chancellery Guard units to shoot all survivors on sight.
It may be too late for that. There were wounded at the scene. At least one of them appears to be an officer. If he lives long enough to be interrogated, he may mention names.
Who would do the questioning?
I don't know.
Find out. If it's one of our SS people, I'll call and sound them out.
No, Reichsführer, you can't do that.
Why not?
No one but the guards and the Führer's personal staff know about it. Secretary Bormann has...
Bormann?
Yes, Herr Reichsführer. Secretary Bormann has ordered all traces of the attackers removed and the gliders burnt. He says it is to avoid a public panic, but I fear his motives may be more complex.
If Bormann has a hand in this, you may be sure there is some reason, something else we may not know about, not even suspected, behind his determination for the matter to remain a secret.
He may suspect collusion.
Yes, yes, is that too?
Therefore, if you call, they will wonder how you learnt of it.
I see. Very well, then. You must handle it. I suggest you find out where any possible interrogations might take place and arrange to be there.
But, Herr Reichsführer, what excuse can I give? I'm not normally present when such things occur.
I'm sure you will think of something. We must know what is said. A great deal may depend on it. One might even call it... might even call it a matter of life and death. Thank you for calling, Herman. Let me hear from you again if anything comes up.
Trouble?
No, just a small problem with one of the new experimental weapons. It blew up during a test and killed a number of technicians. The Führer suspects sabotage.
Sabotage?
Yes, they may have to interrogate some of the scientists.
I see. What does that have to do with the SS?
Well, the Führer thinks we may have been lax in preparing background dossiers. You know how he is these days.
Yeah, suspicious of everything. Practically paranoid. Shall I look into it?
Oh, no, no, do nothing. It's supposed to be very hush-hush, according to Gruppenführer Fegelein. We don't want anyone wondering how you heard about it. Someone might get curious and ask questions and find out about our Swedish visitor.
Oh, yeah, of course. I understand.
Now, look, why don't we lay aside our problems for a while? We can go down to breakfast and see what's being offered.
Of
course. Oh, and Schellenberg.
Yeah, Herr Reichsführer.
I've been thinking, you know, perhaps you were right about the Royal Swede.
Count Volker Bernadotte?
Who else? Perhaps I have been too cautious. I think it is time that we had a serious talk with him about seeking an honorable peace.
Excellent, Herr Reichsführer. He is scheduled to meet with you this morning. I will call him and tell him that you look forward to the arrangements which we go ahead as planned.
Again, the other leg.
Yes, sir.
We will wait until his screams subside.
Yes.
The wounds he received last night in the counterattack, they have not been treated.
Sir, I don't understand.
Oh, don't mistake me. I'm not sorry about the man's welfare, particularly as seven of my own SS troopers were brutally murdered by this man and his commandos. But I do not wish to lose an interrogation subject. Especially when the fault isn't my own.
No, Captain.
Someone should have given him superficial treatment at least for the more severe wounds before sending this man down here.
Yes, sir.
And we do tend to be a little too efficient. The beating we administered to him has worsened his condition, I'm afraid. No, I prefer subtler methods, like the nitric acid. It makes itself felt without destroying the vital organs.
Do you want me to pour it again?
No, not yet. Though, maybe on his stomach? No. He has understood. It will not be necessary. Lieutenant, I will ask you again. Where were you to take him?
Please. I'm not old yet. I don't know.
Sir, it's hard to make out what he's saying.
Of course. They smashed his mouth. We must try to curb this fondness for thrashing the prisoners. Now, Lieutenant, I want some information. You will oblige?
I told you. All I know.
We can continue the treatment with the acid. Would you prefer that? Then answer my question.
He's having difficulty with his breathing, sir.
Be quiet. Lieutenant, the acid.
I told you. Everything. Field.
What field?
Field. Camp. Don't remember to read. The planes. Field. I don't know. A doctor, please.
What did he say?
A doctor.
That is not what I meant. guard will be most irritating should he die before I finished questioning him.
I feel hurt. Doctor, please.
Then you have told me everything I want to know. Where did the others go? We know some got away. Did they go to meet these planes?
I don't know. I'm so sure.
The acid,
Lieutenant. Please. Things went crazy. It hit the wrong bunker.
What about the German you say was to help you? Was he to leave on these planes as well?
No, I was only added at the last minute. I swear, I told him.
Lino, we examined your uniform very carefully. We have considerable details about who you are, Lieutenant Mulvey, but not about your objectives. Why now? Why did you come at this particular time? Was there a special reason? Are the Anglo-Americans planning to join the Russian onslaught on Berlin? I ask again, why now? Why did you come? The acid on his stomach.
No!
That's enough. We don't want to kill him yet. Just wake him up. Lieutenant?
Yeah.
Ah, he understands. I repeat, why now? Why did you come?
Hitler. Hitler might not be in Berlin much longer. We had to come now.
Are you certain? Is that all? Are you sure the Anglo-Americans don't plan to attack across?
Sir?
What is it?
It's Gestapo Führer Müller and Deputy Party Leader Bormann.
Thank you, sir.
The prisoner. You have managed to make him speak?
Yes, sir.
That's good. We caught three more of them this morning, hiding in a field near the Olympic Stadium.
Shall I question them as well, Herr Reichsleiter?
No, that won't be necessary. They were only enlisted men. I had them shot.
If you would excuse me, Reichsleiter Bormann, but I would like to ask Captain Schädler a few questions.
Of course, my dear Müller.
Captain Schädler?
Sir?
Would you please tell us what you have learned so far, Captain?
Not a great deal, sir. This is the only one who has told us anything beyond name, rank, and serial number. The others refused to say anything at all.
Oh?
It was unfortunate, sir. And this one, I fear, is none too well informed. He seems to have some basic knowledge, most of which we have managed to extract. But on specifics, he is quite weak. I assume only a few of the commando leaders were thoroughly informed.
Perhaps he knows more than he is telling.
I don't think so, sir.
Oh? Why do you say that, Captain Schädler?
This man was one of the first officers we took, down in the stairwell. He is severely wounded, as you can see, and he is still in a state of shock.
Yeah.
I don't think he is capable of lying, at least not convincingly. He tried to bluff his way at first, claiming he was merely a member of a bombing crew shot down in last night's air raid. He says they were all seeking shelter and simply had the misfortune to choose the wrong building.
Ridiculous.
My point exactly, Herr Reichsleiter. The prisoner is in no state to create an acceptable lie. There were at least 50 men with him on the stairs. It would take a sizable bomber to carry such a crew.
Naturally.
We managed to break him without much difficulty. This one reacts more favorably to pain than the others. We were not so gentle with any of them.
Has he admitted that they were here to assassinate the Führer?
It appears to be more complex than that. They were apparently instructed to take captives.
To what purpose?
They intended to spirit as many high-level people as possible out of the city and make their way back to Allied lines. Conceivably with the aid of waiting planes. The prisoner hasn't been too clear on that yet.
I see.
Herr Reichsleiter.
Yes, what is it, Captain Schädler? You seem hesitant.
There is something of note that I should tell you. According to these prisoners, the commandos apparently expected help from someone here in Berlin. A German general, it would seem.
A general? Has he said who it was?
No, sir. I don't think he knows. The general, if there were one, failed to keep an appointment at the rendezvous site. I've already questioned the prisoner extensively on the matter, but he insists that only one or two key men were given specific instructions concerning the identity of the traitor. I tend to believe him.
Captain, we must know more about this possible traitor.
Yes, Herr Reichsleiter.
The matter is of tremendous seriousness. Much relies on it. And it is a question of your loyalty.
You need not doubt that, Herr Reichsleiter.
Not good. The Russians have broken through our defenses on the Oder. At this very moment, the Führer is meeting again with our generals, trying to devise a stratagem to save the city. There are important developments on the verge of realization. State events about which we cannot speak at the moment. It is conceivable that the traitor, if indeed there is a traitor, and he is in a position of trust, may have some incomplete knowledge of these events.
Yes, sir.
It is also conceivable that he may have leaked word of them to the Anglo-Americans. That could explain this foolhardy attempt to raid the Chancellery. You follow me?
Yes, sir. No, sir, not exactly.
Never mind. I wish you to question the prisoner more intensely. Also, you are to dismiss any assistants who have been helping you. This soldier here, for instance.
Yes, sir.
You alone are to hear what he said. Do you understand it?
Yes, sir.
You are to ask him intensive questions about an operation known as Schachmat.
An operation, sir? We have already succeeded in learning the name they gave their operation. It's Export. Ausfuhr.
Ausfuhr?
As one of my assistants suggested, it may be a grisly pun. Aus, to take away. Fuhr, pertaining to our Führer.
No, my interest is only in Schachmat. I want to know if he's heard anything at all about it. Question him thoroughly. Use whatever pressure is necessary.
Sir, if this is important, I suggest the prisoner first be treated by the Chancellery surgeon. His condition is none too good.
Your concern is misplaced. The man is an enemy soldier. He was sent here to do harm to the Führer.
Sir, I do not suggest medical attention as a matter of concern for the man. It is merely that a prisoner under interrogation is of value only so long as he is capable of providing answers. This man, unless treated, will die.
He will die in any event. I frankly do not believe it possible that he or any of the other prisoners could have the slightest knowledge of this subject. But if Reichsleiter Bormann wishes to make certain, very well, I accept his decision in the name of caution. But once you have spoken to the man of the matter mentioned by the Reichsleiter, he must be executed. There is no alternative.
Yes, sir. I understand, sir.
Good. Now clear the area of anyone who normally is present with you. We will expect a detailed report as soon as you have finished with the prisoner. It is to be delivered to Reichsleiter Bormann by you personally. No one else is to hear of this.
Yes, sir.
Dear Müller, even if you do not believe that these Allied raiders know nothing of our plan, I see no reason why you need to tell Schädler of the fact.
What difference does it make what I say?
Let the man continue with his task. as though it were of the utmost importance.
Yeah.
Which, in a way, it is. If he feels he is wasting his time, Schiedler will not be quite so determined in his interrogations.
Schiedler is like all youngsters, earnest and convinced of his strengths. Whatever directive he is given, he will carry out with great enthusiasm, regardless of importance.
I still do not understand your reluctance in my having told him about Schachmat. As chief of the Gestapo, Müller, you should be only too eager to have information extracted, whatever the means.
But this is not a simple matter. It is one of tremendous consequence.
I am only too well aware of that.
Of course, I know that. That's the whole future of our ideals, of the Führer's vision for the purifying and perfection of the human race, are dependent on this operation, which you have chosen to call Schachmat. And the less that's known of its existence, the better.
But the Allied prisoners, this commando...
I have already told you what I feel about that. That there is no possible way that they could know anything about it. Now, because of your beliefs that they do, you have involved yet another person in the knowledge of his existence. Schiedler.
Schiedler is a loyal man. He hasn't the intelligence to be anything else.
I still disapprove of him knowing anything.
You may have become excessively cautious, Müller.
And you, my dear Bormann, are becoming careless.
How dare you? You go too far.
May I remind you that we are in this matter together? One false move on our part and we both go under. And the survival of the Führer and his vision go with us. Now, there is something of greater importance to be found out at the moment.
Yeah? And what is that?
This matter of a person within our organization having collaborated with the enemy.
That disturbs me. That is why I was so anxious to discover if it were someone who knew of Schachmat and whether he had passed that information on to the Allies.
Whatever has happened, it is disheartening to think that we have someone within our midst capable of doing such a thing.
Let us hope that Schiedler is able to extract the name of the traitor from his prisoner.
Schiedler is efficient. In that he has great imagination. I am sure he will be successful.
That may be someone with news. Schiedler, perhaps.
Oh, is that another prisoner has been taken? Hello? Yes, Schiedler? Good. Yes? So you continue to question him? With what results? Oh, that is too bad. Yeah, I will inform Reichsleiter Bormann. Yes, thank you, Captain. Good day.
Well?
That was Schiedler.
So I gathered. What did he have to say for himself?
Within 10 minutes of our departure, the prisoner died without saying anything further.
You have been listening to Best Sellers, featuring the masterworks of famous authors that have captured the imagination of the world. Best Sellers is brought to you every Monday to Friday on Springbok Radio at 9 p.m.
John Lee's dramatic novel, The 13th Hour, is adapted for radio by John Cavigia and produced by Andre Bortner.